During the first week of the Trinity season, we ask, who is God? Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked Jesus, Who are you and what are you teaching? The truth is simple. We do not and cannot know of God or Jesus without having faith. Faith includes knowledge, agreement that what is known is true, and trust in that truth. Without faith, Christianity remains foolish to those who hear of God's love. How do we obtain this faith? Jesus points us to baptism, the washing of regeneration and renewal, where the Word of God is joined with water to create the faith which holds to God's promise of everlasting life. St. Peter reminds us, baptism now saves you. St. Paul wrote, We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Jesus said, Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. May our Lord grant us faith to know him, thus to have the forgiveness of our sins and life everlasting. Amen.